A vigil is underway now in Newport Beach, where Kobe Bryant lived with his family. A short time ago, the city's mayor, Will O'Neill, told me the community had not only lost a legend, but a much-loved neighbour.
I was at a kid's birthday party. My children are 7 and 5, and I started receiving text messages and emails and phone calls, and it's just been a devastating day.
What did you think? Did you think it was real when you first heard it?
Well, the first one out was TMZ, and so I was trying to figure out whether it was real, but then things started getting confirmed, and throughout the day, more and more names were coming, and we've, at the end of the day, found out that of the 9 people who died, 7 of them live in Newport Beach. We've lost mothers and fathers. We've lost daughters and sisters. It's awful.
That must be pretty devastating for your community.
It's been awful. We're holding a vigil in about 30 minutes, and I expect a lot of people from the community to be here, a lot of neighbors, a lot of friends, a lot of family.
So how are people showing their grief?
A lot of social media posts. It seems like everyone has a picture with Kobe Bryant. He was a genuinely good person, a nice person. He was someone, if you walked up to at Starbucks or in the grocery store, he'd take a smiling picture, and that's who he was. He was part of the community. He was a neighbor.
Yeah, what was it like having him in your town, a star of this magnitude?
Well, initially, it's a little bit, you can get a little starstruck, but then you start seeing him everywhere because he had daughters. And so you would see him at basketball games. You'd see him at the park. You'd see him running around and all over our city. And so this really, I'm sure that internationally people feel that they've lost an icon, and they have. There's no question about that. We feel like we've lost a neighbor, and unfortunately we lost 6 more today as well. It's just hard. It's hard to process right now.
You said in your own tribute that he was a champion on and off the court. What do you mean?
Well, he was generous to charities. And not just that. There have been great stories being told about him coming to the aid of people who got into car accidents. And so we're just going to miss him. I mean, he was a part of our community, and that's what I mean when I say he was a champion off it.
You're sounding pretty shell-shocked.
We are. There's no question. I mean, not just losing Kobe, losing his daughter, who's 13, losing 2 more girls who are friends of hers, losing parents. There are a lot of families that are devastated, I'm sure, trying to come to grips with this, and we share their pain, and we'll be there for them.
So what are you planning tonight with the memorial service?
Well, tonight is going to be a vigil. It's really going to be a place where people can express their grief and come together and try to find positive in something that is just so awfully negative right now.
And that is Will O'Neill, who is the mayor of Newport Beach, where Kobe Bryant lived.